Honorable Bhagwan Sai Baba, Your Excellencies, honored guests, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I worked for 10 years in conflict resolution and nonviolence. We have reached 1.3 million people, but I do not know honestly today if it has had any effects. I was, in fact, somewhat discouraged. Then I came into contact with Sai Baba in September when I visited the specialty hospital in Whitefield. Now, I was frankly amazed because in my experience, and I have 10 years in hospitals, there are two kinds of clinics in the world today. On one hand, you have the clinic where you have, it is free for all, but it's months of waiting, often offering substandard service. And on the other hand, you have well-equipped hospitals providing excellent but expensive service to the selected few. Here, instead, I found a miracle. A combination of world-class state-of-the-art institute providing absolutely free service to all. I also found, to my amazement, that this was the work of one man, the Sai Baba. I said, I really have to see the man. I want to meet him and to hear his message for peace. Maybe it's different from what the one we have used. And I found again that it was wonderfully generous and wonderfully simple. It can be understood by everyone on earth. Love all, serve all. There's only one race or one caste, humanity. There's only one religion of love. There's only one language of the heart. There's only one omnipresent God. And there's only one law, the Dharma. This is a beautiful message, and it has to be brought to the world at large. Love, understanding, and harmony should be the cornerstones of human conscience. Now, the question, however, is to how to do it in a cost-effective and practical way. There are some disadvantages with traditional media. Now, we enter World Space on the scene. World Space is the brainchild of Mr. Noah Samaro, as was mentioned before. He is an Ethiopian, thus from a developing country, who many years ago had the vision to provide information, an information affluence to countries where there is a lack of such communication. He obtained the financing and realized his dream. Now let me diverge for a moment. Traditional communication theory teaches us that it's entirely possible to change people's attitudes and behavior. You've seen that by smoking in Western societies, alcohol, driving, safety, and so on. But you need simple and clear messages and a strong, truthful, and persuasive communicator for it to have an effect. Now, we have that in Bhagwan and his wonderfully simple message, but you need to distribute it in a practical manner. Now, World Space today has two communication satellites, as we just heard, with the potential to reach 4 billion individuals worldwide. When America's Star come up, we have the potential to reach almost the entire population of the Earth, 5.2 billion people. It is, as we said, it's a digital audio satellite communication system. You can listen anywhere on the globe, crystal clear sound. It has multimedia capability. It's available to anyone from the jungles to the big cities. In short, an ideal vehicle for the Bhagwan's needs. Now, today, Bhagwan's movement has millions of followers. Now, there are 2,000 centers in 150 countries. The amazing thing, again, for me, is that this has been accomplished merely by word by mouth. No publicity. No soliciting, no marketing of any kind. Now, ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine the effects of such a message in a channel reaching 1 billion listeners around the world? This is challenging, I admit, but it's awesome and inspiring to all of us. We together could change the world.